Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Joe Kearns, Harry Zimmerman in his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Circus.
My, this is be the craziest letter that I never got in my whole life. It's from my nephew, Dimitris, just listening to this. Dear Uncle Parkey, I am a little short of money, and I was telling my wife about it, and I told her I would write to you and ask you for to send me $50. She said what you would not send me the $50, so I bet her $50 what you would. Now, I do not have the $50 for to put up with her for the bet. So will you please send it to me, and after I win the $50 from her, I will send it back to you. P.S. My wife has don't got $50 either, so you'll have to send $50 for her to put up, too. Your loving nephew, Dimitris. Ah, oh, that's some boy, that Dimitris. You know, when he was just being a little fella, everybody thought that by the time he was 21, he would be an idiot. But he fooled him. He made it at 18. But what bothers me is that everybody says he takes after me. Oh, here comes Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hello, Parkey.
Hi. Say, Betty, what happened? You look all excited there.
Oh, I am excited, Parkey. Yes. I'm really thrilled.
Yes?
I just been down to City Hall to register.
My, that does very exciting, it does.
Oh, yes, Parkey. Yes. This year will be the first time that I've ever voted for a presidential candidate.
Betty, now just how you feel. Tell me, who are you going to vote for president?
Well, gee, I don't know, Parkey.
Yes?
I haven't decided who to vote for. Truman has such a friendly smile, and Stassen's so tall. Wallace has such wavy hair. Dewey has such nice eyes.
Yeah. Well, look, Betty, we're trying to get a fella in the White House not to pass our screen test, you see.
Who are you going to vote for, Parkey?
Well, Betty, I figured that between Truman and Dewey, you'd have to choose Stassen instead of Taft, you see. Or even MacArthur, because Eisenhower might beat Wallace. That is, if Warren doesn't run against Vandenberg, you see.
Parkey, that's the biggest bunch of double talk I ever heard.
I know it is. I've been listening to all those politicians on the radio. And I figured if the candidates can give out double talk, then the voters should be entitled to the same privilege. You see?
Oh, Parkey, you better wait on that gentleman over there.
Oh, yes. You didn't even see him. Pardon you, sir. I didn't see you sitting there. Yeah, I was just talking to my bookkeeper here about politicians, you know.
Yes, and while you were talking, I stole one of your spoons.
Yes, I... You stole one of my spoons? Well, are you a politician, too?
Well, no, I just wanted to show you how easy it was.
Oh, I know it's easy. People have been stealing spoons here for years. Not only they steal spoons, they steal salt and pepper shakers and napkins and knives and forks. Yeah, that just be one of the big headaches of the restaurant business, you know.
Well, sir, your headaches are all over.
Huh?
From now on, your customers won't steal a thing from you.
What do you mean?
Yes, sir, if they steal, they're going to steal from us.
Steal from you? Say, are you opening up a restaurant around here, too?
Oh, no, sir. I represent the Happy Times Insurance Company.
The Happy Times Insurance Company? Never heard of that company.
You haven't?
No.
Why, we're a very big outfit. Mm-hmm. We got branch offices in every one of the 58 states.
Yes. So wait a minute. 58 is only before the 8 states.
There are.
Why, sure.
Say, in that case, we could close up 10 of our offices and cut down the overhead, couldn't we?
Yes, you could, yes.
Say, you know what I'm going to do?
Right.
I'm going to drop that in our suggestion box.
Yes?
Yes, sir, I can get a $2 prize for that.
You could?
Yes, sir. Now, the policy I'm selling is the one that restaurant land has been waiting for.
Yes?
Whenever you have any kind of a loss, all you got to do is go downtown to our office,
yes,
and tell us how much it is and collect your money. Hmm. How would you like to have us pay you, cash or by check?
Oh, you could pay me in fives and tens. You got the money with you?
Wait a minute. Not so fast, sir. You're not a member of our happy little family yet.
Oh.
I mean, you don't start to collect until you take out one of our policies.
I see. Tell me, how much does the policy cost?
Mister, when I tell you what this policy is going to cost you, you'll be positively amazed.
I will?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. $156
a year. $156
a year? Didn't I tell you you'd be amazed?
No, thank you. I think I'd be better off if I just let the people keep on stealing the spoons.
Why, I'm surprised at you. $156 isn't a lot of money. That's only three measly dollars a week. And each and every week you're losing more than $3 worth of stuff in here.
Oh, I know, but I don't got no $156 right now to pay out in insurance.
Well, you don't have to pay it all at one time.
Huh?
We have a couple of different easy payment plans.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. You can either pay us every week,
yes,
or if you prefer, you can pay in 52 equal installments.
Yes. I think I better pay you in 52 installments. You see, I don't want to be bothered paying for it every week, you see.
Now, that shows you're a very brilliant man.
Yes.
Well, I guess I'll be running along now. So long, and thanks for the business.
So, say, wait a minute. Those two spoons, they just fell out of your sleeve.
yes, they did, didn't they?
Yeah, let me for to see what it says on those spoons. Say, one says the Biltmore Hotel and the other says the Brown Derby. Why, these spoons are mine.
Yours?
Yeah, don't forget, I eat out myself once in a while.
Zimmerman and his 19 short orders playing People Will Say We're in Love. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. At the beginning of the 19th century, the English, French, the Spaniards, and every country whose ships sailed the Mediterranean paid tribute to the Pasha of Tripoli for that privilege. Not so the infant United States. Our young nation was the first to challenge the pirates who tried to make the Mediterranean a private lake. The Marines led the way and helped to win that man-sized skirmish for freedom of the seas. It helped our nation to grow and prosper. And that's something you'll find in every chapter of the Marine story. The Marines are close to the heart of the nation. That's part of the great Marine tradition, the spirit which over the years has made the Marine Corps an elite force. Today, you can become a part of this tradition. You can help write the next chapter of the Marine story. The Marine Corps is now accepting a selected number of volunteers. If you're between the ages of 17 and 29, perhaps you can qualify. You'll be entitled to that superb Marine Corps training in radio, radar, aircraft, and diesel mechanics, and other highly skilled trades at Marine Corps pay. You will find friends in the Marine Corps. You will make the kind of lifelong friendships for which the Marine Corps is famous. Volunteer for tradition and career. The Marine Corps is first choice among volunteers.
Hey, that makes two more spoons while they stop. I had 23 spoons in that box this morning. Well, I'll just mark those two spoons down on my list, and at the end of the week, take the list downtown to the insurance company, collect the money. Here comes the little lady from the sewing circle. Say, maybe I could put her brain on my list of missing things.
Okay.
That's been missing for years. She's really harmless. Now, come right in, lady. Come right in. Glad to see you. How are you today?
Oh, I'm just so upset.
Yes?
That husband of mine is up to his old tricks again.
Your husband is up to his old... What did he do now?
Well, I asked him to do a simple thing for me.
Yes?
Just run down to the store and get some cream for my coffee.
Yes.
And he hasn't come back yet.
Yes, when did you send him out?
44 years ago.
You sent them out 44 years ago and just to buy some cream for your coffee.
Yes.
Yes.
And if he doesn't come back soon, I know just what to do to fix him.
Yeah, what will you do?
I'll drink my coffee black.
Yes, that'll fix him good, yes.
Oh, what are you doing? Taking down a sign?
Yeah, I'm taking down that sign there, not responsible for lost articles after 30 days. You see, I got an insurance policy now. If anything is stolen here now, the insurance company pays for it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
I'm so glad to see you taking down that sign. You know, I wondered about it every time I came in here.
You wondered about it?
Yes. I couldn't understand why you had to put up a sign saying that you are not responsible after 30 days.
Why not?
Well, what's so wonderful about that? I haven't been responsible for years.
Yes, I could understand that, all right, yes.
You say you've taken out some insurance?
Yes, I have.
Well, I hope your insurance turns out to be better than mine.
Now, what was wrong with your insurance?
Well, I once had a policy that cost me $50.
Yes.
It was supposed to be like, in case I ever found a man in my closet.
Yes,
well. Well, I sent them $50 every year for 17 years, and they never once sent me a man.
No. You're supposed to pay that $50 so you won't find a man, you see?
Now, look. Yes? Why don't you buy your insurance and let me buy mine?
Yes, that's be a good idea, all right.
Oh, but say, I will have to take out some insurance at that. I have to buy some travel insurance. I'm going to Philadelphia in a couple of weeks, you know.
Philadelphia?
Oh, heavens, yes. You see, I'm going to nominate one of my friends for president of the convention.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice, yes. So you're going to nominate somebody for president, huh?
Yes.
Tell me, who are you going for to nominate?
My good friend, Martin Van Buren.
Martin Van Buren?
Yes, why should we change? He made a good president before, and he can do it again.
Yes. You know something? When she's in Philadelphia, the Liberty Bell won't be the only thing that's cracked. Uh-oh, look who's coming in here now. It's that faker, Orville Sharp.
Well, if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Packer Crackers. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct, all right. How are you feeling today? I hope, but you are all right. Won't you sit down? I mean, you look very tired. I mean, you look very peculiar.
And what is the idea of being so polite to me all of a sudden? I mean, this is the very first time that you ever asked me how I was feeling.
Yeah.
You was never interested in my welfare before.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand your sudden change of altitude.
Well, you see, Mr. Sharp, this will be the first time that I didn't worry whenever you came in here.
Worry? Yes. What do you mean worry?
Well, I don't exactly say that whenever you used to come in here that you would steal something, you know. But let me put it this way. Whenever you left here up till now, my business was always worth that much less, you see? You see, I happen to carry insurance now.
What is that? Do you mean to say that you have gone and taken out insurance against people coming in here winning a few prizes?
Yeah. Winning a few prizes?
Yeah.
Look, Mr. Sharp, you could take anything you want here now, and I am don't care.
Yeah, I know. It's no fun that way.
Huh?
You're taking all the sport out of it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
Yeah. Besides that, if you were going to buy insurance from anybody, why didn't you buy your insurance from me?
You sell insurance now?
I sell anything.
Huh?
How much your policy cost?
$156.
What is that? You paid $156 just to insure yourself against people taking some of your broken-down sliverware?
Sliverware?
Yeah. Now, brother, I could have sold you a policy for $14. Get yours beat a mile.
$14?
Yeah. Anything happens,
yes,
my policy pays you $100,000.
Pays me $100,000 for what?
Oh, a lot of stuff.
Yes.
A lot of stuff. Things can happen to anybody every day, like, for instance,
yes,
well, you was ever sitting in your attic, you was reading the newspaper, and you was hit by a streetcar. Yes.
Hit by a streetcar in my attic?
Yeah.
Look, Mr. Sharp, starting last January, very few streetcars go through my attic now. That shows what kind of a phony policy you got there.
Yeah, what do you mean, phony policy? Don't have to be a street guy, you know.
Huh?
No. You're also covered if a submarine goes through there.
No, I don't think I want to take no insurance where I have to get hit by a submarine while I'm sitting in my attic. I don't like
that. Just wait a minute now. Yes. Now, I got another wonderful policy for you.
Yes?
Ever play checkers?
Checkers?
Yeah.
Yes, I play checkers.
Well, this policy costs you only $12 a year.
Yes.
Pays you $200 a week in case you ever break an arm or a leg.
How in the world could you ever break an arm or a leg while you're playing checkers?
When you're jumping.
No. I suppose, but you also got a policy where I get $5,000 if I am run over by a 1907 Stanley steamer in a lighthouse in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean during a monsoon on the 4th of July after 3 o'clock. And the man who hits me, his name has got to be Hathaway.
I didn't know you were familiar with that policy of ours. Now, that one only costs you $1.50 a month.
No. Thank you very much, Mr. Sharp. I do not think that I will be interested in any of your policies.
Well, now, look, Mr. Park, you can't, because you've got to give me some of your insurance business. I mean, you are not going to let me walk out of here empty-headed.
Why not? That's the way you came in here.
Hey, look, I'm a good friend of yours. The least that you can do is to let me sell you some smoke insurance.
Smoke insurance?
Yeah.
What kind of a policy is that?
Well, it's no policy at all.
No?
No, you just give me $20. Yeah. It'll insure me having enough smokes for a year.
Goodbye, Mr. Sharp.
Goodbye, Mr. Sharp.
Tonight is my night out for dancing. There's a guy that I'm romancing. I hope he falls for me before the night is through. I can't wait till we start swaying. What the heck is that they're playing? Caramba, it's the samba. It's the one dance I can't do. They better play a rumba for me, 'cause I know he will adore me when I begin to do a rumba shake or two. I am standing on the floor now, just another minute more now. Caramba, it's the samba. It's the one dance I can't do. When they play something dreamy, you will see me waltz away from everyone. And when I tango, all the gang go off the floor to watch the fun. Oh, there must be a million other tunes that aren't Brazilian. I can't understand why they don't play a few. The band's about to start now. There'll be music in my heart now. Caramba, it's the samba. It's the one dance I can't do. I can dance to a slow tune, fast tune, out of the past tune, hot tune, sweet tune, right on the beat tune, rebop, bebop, Hollywood high hop, rumba, tango, Spanish mandango. I can do a square dance at the county fair dance. I can do a highland fling or any other thing. I dance all night without worrying, even do the saber dance, my gachaturian. The summer's not here to stay, so South America, take it away. Oh, there must be a million other tunes that aren't Brazilian, so I can't understand why they don't play a few. Oh, the band's about to start now. There'll be music in my heart now. Caramba, it's the samba. It's the one dance I can't do.
Betty Rose, our lovely Victor recording star, singing Caramba, It's the Samba. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. Peace with France had scarcely been concluded in 1800 when once again the Marines were called upon to defend the honor of our nation. The Pasha of Tripoli had become dissatisfied with the treaty he had made and declared war on the United States. A few days later, he cut down the flagstaff from the American consulate. An American fleet was dispatched to the Mediterranean, a blockade set up against Tripoli. But the war was being fought not too successfully. Then an expedition was organized against Derne, sister city of Tripoli. The attacking force consisted of Arabs, Greeks, and a group of Marines under Lieutenant Presley N. O'Bannon. With three ships bombarding from the sea, two unsuccessful attempts were made to take the city. A third attack breached the enemy wall, and Lieutenant O'Bannon himself raised the stars and stripes over the city. It was the first time that our flag had flown over a fort in the old world. The Marines in that campaign helped make history, and the Marines today are doing the same. That's part of the great Marine tradition, the proud heritage which over the years has made the Marines outstanding. Famous throughout the world for superb morale, matchless training, unswerving loyalty to the ideals of the nation they serve.
Well, Parky, here's a list of missing things for last week.
Oh, yeah, let me have that list, Betty. I'll take it down to the insurance company and collect the money. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look at that. We're missing 46 spoons, 17 napkins, 18 salt shakers, 3 oyster forks, and a bottle of ketchup. Betty, somebody stole a bottle of ketchup?
I guess so.
Oh, that's pretty cheap. Okay, Betty, I'll take this list downtown to the insurance company. See you later. Oh, my, what a tremendous building this is. Say, that just must be some big insurance company for to occupy a whole big business in a building like this here. Wonder where I got for to go to collect my money. Oh, I'll ask the elevator starter right over there. Pardon you, Mr. Elevator Starter. I'm looking for the insurance company, please.
Hey, how old are you?
How old am I? 42.
Have you ever had any serious illness like measles, chickenpox, and tonsillitis? You have any rheumatism? Did you ever throw any fits?
Fits? No, I didn't. No.
Well, sir, let me look at my book here.
Yes?
Now, you say you're 42, huh?
Yes, I am.
Now, at your age, we can sell you a policy for $38.40
a thousand. $38.40
a thousand? Yeah, but... Of course, first you'll have to pass the physical examination.
What physical examination?
I think I can get Dr. Morton to look at you right away.
Yes.
Hey, take off all your clothes.
Take off all my clothes? Right here in the lobby?
Ah, you can step in this empty elevator here. I use this as an examining room.
Say, what is this? You sell insurance? I thought that you was an elevator starter.
I am, but if you had to work for what these cheap crumbs in this building pay me, you'd have a sideline, too.
Cheap crumbs? You mean there's been more than one insurance company in this building?
More than one? Why, there's 1,500 insurance companies in this building.
Well, I thought it was a very big building at that. Well, I'm looking for the Happy Times Insurance Company.
The Happy Times Insurance Company?
Yes.
Oh, they're on the 15th floor.
Oh, the 15th floor, thank you.
Well, that is, they don't occupy the whole 15th floor. They're in the East Wing.
Oh, in the East Wing.
Well, not in the whole East Wing, no. They're over in the southwestern section of the East Wing.
They're in the southwestern section of the East Wing?
Well, they don't occupy the whole southwestern section. No, they're in the northeastern corner of the southwestern section of the East Wing.
They're in the northwestern corner of the southwest. What is the East Wing? What is that?
Well, that is, they don't occupy the whole northeastern corner of the southwest.
Oh, look, mister. Look, I'm all confused here.
Oh, it's very simple. You just go up to the 15th floor, walk way over to this corner.
Yes.
You see a man sitting in the hall at a small desk.
A man is sitting in the hall at a small desk? He will tell me where is the Happy Times Insurance Company.
Mister, he is the Happy Times Insurance Company.
There might be the man sitting down there over there. Pardon you, mister.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the Happy Times Insurance Company.
Say, that man downstairs wasn't fooling, was he? Say, tell me, is this small desk the whole Happy Times Insurance Company?
Well, yes, but we're expanding.
Huh?
As soon as I can get the janitor to move his things out, I'm taking over that broom closet. Can I help you?
Yes, you can. I bought one of your policies. You know, the one about stealing things in restaurants?
Oh, you mean one of our restaurant protective policies.
That is the one. I brought over the list with me. I'd like for to get my money for all the things that were stolen last week.
Oh, we don't pay any money here. You'll have to go to our main office.
Oh, got to go to the main office. Where is the main office?
In Augusta, Maine.
Augusta, Maine, but I thought all they had to do to collect was to come down here.
Oh, I have no authority to pay out any money.
And then what do you do here?
Well, I'm the head adjuster.
You're the head adjuster?
Yeah. While you're here, I'll be glad to adjust your head.
Look, mister, I don't want my head adjusted. All I want is my money, and I don't want to go to Augusta, Maine, either. Now, look, I want my money right now, and if I do not get it, I am going to go to the district maternity. Your company is nothing but a bunch of cheap crooks.
Here, here now.
Yes,
please
here,
lower
here,
your
yes,
voice.
Yes.
I'll try to fix you up.
Yes,
my
yes.
company certainly doesn't want you running down to the district attorney's office.
I should hope not.
Now, if it's going to make you happy, I'll pay you the money out of my own pocket.
Yes.
And I'll collect it later.
I don't care what you do. I just want my money.
Fine.
Yes,
did you make out a list of what you lost?
Not bad, I did. Here it is right there.
May I see it,
got
please?
Got a duplicate, too. Yes.
Well, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
46 spoons, 17 napkins, 18 salt shakers, 3 oyster forks, and a bottle of ketchup?
It's all there, boy.
Why, your policy doesn't cover you for this.
What do you mean it doesn't cover me for that? You said what day would you pay me anything what's stolen, didn't you?
Well, that's right, but we don't cover you for small stuff like this.
Small stuff? Tell me, what am I covered for?
Well, you're fully protected.
Yes.
In case some sneak thief comes into your restaurant.
Yes.
And while you're not looking, walks out with your counter or your sink or your stove.
My stove?
Of course, your stove has to have a fire in it at the time.
Say, look, I read that policy all over. I didn't see nothing where it says what you only pay me if somebody steals my counter or sink or a red-hot stove.
Oh, it's all in there.
Huh?
You just didn't read the fine print.
Well, I tried to, but that fine print was so fine, I couldn't even find it.
You couldn't?
Yes.
Let me see your policy.
There it is, right
I'll
there.
I'll be able to make out that fine print because I have a good, strong magnifying glass here.
Yeah, mister, and you'll need it, too.
Now, let me see here.
Yes.
Oh, no wonder you couldn't make out this fine print.
Huh?
You got one of our policies that's printed in Chinese.
Printed in Chinese?
Yes.
Oh, my. I guess when I'm just a stupid fool, I put one over on me, didn't I? Well, I'm sorry for the trouble, dear, but I guess this policy what I got is no good to me then, huh?
No, I'm afraid it isn't.
Yes.
But say,
yes.
While you're here, I'd like to sell you a new policy that just came through this morning.
Huh?
It's a real corker. Now,
yes.
This policy only costs you $14 a year.
Oh.
And it pays you $100,000.
$100,000? For what?
Oh, for lots of things.
Yes.
Like, for instance,
yes.
If you're sitting in your attic and you get hit by a submarine.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parker Carcass, Benny Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Harry Zimmerman, and his 19 short orders, and our big cast of fun figures. Meet Me at Parkey's is written by Parker Carcass and Howard Harris, and is produced by Maurice Morton. This is Archie Lamore saying goodnight. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more laughs. The Jim Backus Comedy Show follows in just a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting Company.